Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
3:51, despite the last minute, time is going by faster for a lot of people, as it turns out, or at least we perceive that as we get a little bit older. I think we all know that. We just don't know why. So Cindy Lustig joins us now, a professor of psychology at the University of Michigan. Cindy, I hope you can explain this for us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. So I did say we all know this, but I guess we should quantify this. Do you hear from a lot of people that most people, when they get older, they just say, man, it just keeps on getting faster?
Yeah. I mean, especially when we take a look back on the scale of sort of like over a year or particularly multiple years. You know, I think especially the older we get, like, you know, thinking about the last 10 years, it's like, wait, what, wasn't that just yesterday?
Right.
Whereas for a little, you know, a little kid or a teenager, 10 years seems like eons ago.
Right. Or they weren't around and they have no idea.
Yeah. Or they weren't around. Exactly.
And I guess
yeah,
is that
can't
part
even conceptualize that.
Is that part of the point that when you're 20, a year was, I mean, just simple math, 1/20th of your life. When you're 50, it was 1/50th of your life. I mean, is that looking at it as like a pie chart?
That's a part of it. And then there's also, like, I mean, if you think of the change, like, so that's one part of it, is that it's a bigger percentage of your life. The other part is that if you think about it, like, you know, the changes that occur in your life from age 10 to age 20, as opposed to age 70 to age 80,
I see what you're saying.
There's a lot more that happens, you know, to you as a person between 10 and 20 than there is between 70 and 80, usually.
And I know there's exceptions. I see what you're saying. Even from, like, age 18 to 32, a lot of times that's when you fall in love, get married, have kids, buy a house. Then 32 to 60, there's things that happen, of course, don't get me wrong, but things are more static.
Things are a little bit more static, yeah. And there's also, like, some very cool things that go on even with our autobiographical memories. So when you ask people to remember things about their lives, they will also remember the most events from between about 18 to about 32, as you said.
Oh, really? So even as you get a little older, it's not you recall when you're 45 to 50. It's still those memories, 18 to 32. What, does that just develop such a strong pathway neurologically in your brain that it's easily more accessible?
So again, we're complicated creatures, so there's a lot that's going on. So one of it is, again, there's a lot of big changes that happen in our lives then. And because of that, we have sort of expectations about those being good things. But that's also when our brain is sort of optimized for learning. It's like, you know, that 18 to 25 is really when our brain is functioning the best, too. So probably all of those things make a contribution.
I imagine also about, oh, go ahead, Steve.
Well, this is a little off topic, but I heard one time that, and I think the age is 17, that the music you're listening to, or say 14 to 17, will be the music of your life. Is there anything to that?
I actually am not familiar with that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to comment on that one either way, because that one, you threw me a curveball.
No, but I apologize.
But I think there is something here, though, Cindy, is that the idea of, again, those are very formative years for you as a teenager.
Definitely.
That memory of a song attached to that formative years probably does hold a lot of water.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know of any research on it, so I'm going to be a little bit hesitant, but I could
We just make it up here on radio, Cindy.
Because there's a lot of emotional development. There's a lot of hormones going on right then, so I could definitely see it being a possibility.
Yeah. Well, we just make it up here, Cindy. You're too smart to do that. We just pretend like we know.
I'm not allowed to do that.
Right, exactly.
One
last question. Is there a way to slow it down? Is there a way to soak in memories beyond that age of 32 to make them sit and more vibrant in our brains to at least give the perception of some sort of appreciation of time?
Absolutely. I mean, the best thing to do is to really, you know, as they say, like, be in the moment. Like, I mean, you can even think of this as like you go throughout the day. So a lot of us right now are sort of torn between, you know, almost two modes of thinking. Like, there's one mode of thinking where we're super busy and rushed with the holidays and trying to finish everything up. And it's easy if you're in that kind of mode and thinking about 18 things at once to get to the day and feel like, I feel like I was busy, but like what even happened I didn't even really experience today.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if we can sort of keep ourselves focused and really try to live in that moment, you know, then we do form those memories. You know, it's just like anything else. The more attention we give to something, the more engaged with it we are, the more we experience it, and the more subjectively time we feel goes along with that.
All right. So take some time to appreciate
time. You know, if you time. Want to practice, I'm sorry?
Take some time to appreciate time.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my dad classically says, because the three of us boys were born all in the 80s, and my dad classically always says, I have no idea what happened in the 80s. It's a lost decade in time. He, of course, remembers our births, but like raising three boys in the 80s, he's just like, I have no idea. Can't even remember a thing about it. So yeah, I don't think, hold on to those a little
tighter. You guys kept him busy.
We sure did, exactly. Cindy, we appreciate your time, okay?
All right, thank you so much, and have a happy holidays to all of you and your listeners.